one of the strangest confusion in my classes is always like this. When I have this question, what is the heart? The heart is always at the center of discourse, right? That's heart of the matter, the heart, huh? So we say heart is here, right? If you pay attention, I never do this. I do this. Because later I will explain. Heart is not in me. Heart is outside. Because there is only one heart. Where is that one heart? The heart of beloved. Period. I'm not talking about that liking something, preferring something, wanting something, all of that that goes to the animal. I'm talking about that strange stage of selflessness. Do you remember when Mr. Mandela was alive? I always declare that. There it is. With him, I understood what love is. Yes. There is that quality in a human being. That's what we are talking about. Here you will say, that quality is only for a human being and it has nothing to do with that bloody animal. Yes?
Ere he had heard any answer, he had been engaged in praying for years. He was always praying intently without any response. He was hearing Labaika in secret from the grace. Since that sickly man was always dancing without the tambourine, in reliance upon the bounty of the Almighty Creator, neither a heavenly voice nor a messenger was beside him. The ear of his hope was filled with Labaika.
See, he's explaining the situation of a crazy man. He's crazy. He doesn't listen to the other people. He interprets everything in that because he's in love. So everything is upside down because the goal is not me anymore. Before that, in all animals, including the donkey in here, they are logically trying for me, right? What about Mandela? He is trying for we, not me. He doesn't have me. Do you remember when he arrived, everybody was surprised? Okay, now is the time because he should punish a lot of people and blah, blah, blah. Remember that. It's not for me, it's for we. And explain that we again and again. Yes.
His hope was always saying without tongue, come. And that call was sweeping weariness from his heart. Do not call the pigeon that has learnt the roof. Drive it away. For its wings are stuck.
Let me bring you a good example. This little pigeon. What's about this little pigeon? A little pigeon doesn't read the stuff, doesn't try this and that. Somehow, in that birdie is that tolerance to cope with human beings. When he is familiar with the little box that you gave him on your roof, then try to run it away. It will run away and will come back. One. I'm not talking about the pigeon. Do you remember? I'm talking about the thoughts. Do you remember I started all of this in book 3? And I say, the birds. There is only one bird which is the best of the birds. Hawk. Why? Because it doesn't even count on his magnificent sightseeing. His sightseeing is covered even. He will sit down because that's the only birdie which doesn't hunt for himself, hunts for the king. Here, finally I have realized I'm here to please the king. So, I love the king of the truth and justice, and I will sell it. I let go of the selfish animal of me, and I become a servant. Yes?
Do thou, O radiance of God, Hasamuddin, drive him away, for through meeting with thee, his spirit has grown up in him. If thou unconscionably drive away the bird, his spirit, it will still circle about thy roof. All its grain and food is on thy roof.
Suddenly he's not talking to you. Why? Suddenly he talks with Hisam ad-Din. Why? Because Hisam ad-Din is the best selfless student of him. Do you remember? He never questions Rumi. Yes, he is in love. And that's why he gave up and started this book. If there was no Hisam ad-Din and the rest was like we, it wouldn't start. That click, that sparkle of light. Yes?
All its grain and food is on thy roof. Flying in the zenith, it is intoxicated with thy snare. If for one moment the spirits stealthily disbelieve in rendering thanks to thee, O victory and favour, love, the magistrate who exacts vengeance repeatedly, will lay the fiery cauldron on its breast, saying, come to the moon, and leaves the dust behind. Love, the king, calls thee. Return with all speed. I am flying ecstatically like a pigeon about this roof and pigeon house. I am love's Gabriel, and thou art my lotus tree. I am the sick man, and thou art Jesus, son of Mary.
All of this is what? Then he said, okay, now listen to this Hisam ad-Din as an example of an improved fellow. This Hisam ad-Din, who is he? What do you see in him? Says, this is a guy that, okay, let's say, for example, or just for trying, he stops. This heart of me stops. Suddenly, a soldier of love will come out and will put piece of fire on his heart. That, what? You're loving yourself? You're thinking about yourself? Self? Me? Ego? He will say, no, listen, this is my territory. The roof, the top, is for the birdies. I'm sitting down in here and I'm looking at what is happening. The Gabriel of love for me is you. Do you know Gabriel? Who is Gabriel? Who is bringing the notes from God, from Creator to me. Here he will say, you know what? I'm the Gabriel of love. And you are my just above, something that I cover myself with. And because at the end of the day you will become him, so he is the ocean and you are a droplet of this water. Yes?
Let that pearl-shedding sea break into surge. Today, ask kindly after this ailing one. When thou hast become his, the sea is his, even though this is the hour of his crisis. This is only the
This is one verse that he wrote, he read, and you understood, right? I am reading the Persian version, so listen to musicality. خود چون تو آن او شدی بحران اوست گرچه این دم نوبت بحران اوست. Are you listening? Somehow mixing the meaning of the ocean and all the activities of the ocean and the hunting in that and all of that, this you will understand when you become it. I'm talking about a quality which is not in you. When you kill this animal of you, you will understand that quality. Because when we say selflessness, it's easy to understand. But is it? Could you understand it really? No. Because you're you. Yourself. Selflessness is that strange kind of feeling. I understand that. You see this? A factory made this. You see when I'm reading? A lot of teacher made this. I have been given all of this. It's not me. Real me is this. Towards all my teachers. What else could I do? Because in love, you lose yourself. Yes?
This is only the wailful music that he has uttered. That which is hidden, mercy, O Lord. We have two vocal mouths like the reed. One mouth is hidden in his lips.
Aha! This is it. Metamorphosis. We are changed. We, like all the animals, we have mouth, but we have two of them. One is when I'm making sound and I'm talking like animals. But I have another mouth which is behind all this mouth, and those are my ideas, my real thinking system, the essence of my thought and tendencies towards the life. Yes?
We have two vocal mouths like the reed. One mouth is hidden in his lips. One mouth is wailing unto you. It lets a shrill note fall on the air. But everyone who hath insight knows that the lamenting at this end is from that end.
Uh-huh. If you pay attention, you understand that when I'm talking